is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. top commanders and generals have been called for a meeting next week by Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News learning that the invitation went out to leaders and generals with one star or higher, and that it will take place on Tuesday at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia. ABC's Louis Martinez says it's rare to convene high-level commanders all in one place.
It's so big that I think there might be some concerns about having so many military officers in one location. Now, it's unclear whether this event is going to be open to the public or not, or more specifically to the press. But one of the things that you are going to have is essentially a lot of security, given that there are so many military personnel of senior rank who are going to be gathering there.
The New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner office today confirmed Shane Tamura, who drove cross-country from Las Vegas and opened fire at the New York headquarters of the NFL, killing four, had CTE. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The City of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its City Administrator Working Group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of City Administrator to the City of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on September 30th, October 6th, October 8th, and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a City Administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the Mayor's Office. Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions in Wisconsin due to changes in federal budget law. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new law blocks facilities that provide abortions from receiving payments from Medicaid for 1 year. Stephanie Miller, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says they serve about 50,000 people per year providing all kinds of health care, and three out of every five are covered by Medicaid. At first, a judge said the law could not go into effect, but as the case has moved through the court system, a federal appeals judge is allowing it to move forward. The change goes into effect next Wednesday, October 1st, and that's when Planned Parenthood will pause abortions. Miller says from there, they hope to resume services soon once they figure out what to do under this new law. Plus, she says they're working to see as many patients as possible over the next few days. The last time Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin paused abortion services was when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, making Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban the law of the land. They resumed abortion services a little over a year later when a Dane County judge ruled that the old law does not apply to consensual abortion. There are only two other clinics that provide the service in the state. They're both in Milwaukee. Data from the Society of Family Planning shows there are about 500 to 600 abortions in Wisconsin every month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball. Tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like July as opposed to September these next several days. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. On your Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, highs again near 80, the upper 70s on Sunday. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was thrown into jail. Well, actually, he has 1 month to get his affairs in order, and then he goes to jail for 5 years. And by the way, if he appeals, he doesn't get to stay out of jail during the appeal under French law, you know, the Napoleonic Code or whatever. This plot involves $50 million in laundered cash from Colonel Gaddafi, Libya's former dictator. Apparently, Gaddafi was helping Sarkozy get himself elected. I mean, it was like campaign cash. Well, Trump has taken hundreds of millions of dollars from dicey, questionable people, not to mention hundreds of millions of dollars in support, non-cash support from Russia, you know, through social media hits and that sort of thing. It was a 3-month trial. It ended in April. There were 11 other defendants, by the way. His ex-chief of staff, Claude Dunant, now 80, was found guilty of passive bribery, forgery, and influence peddling. This is serious stuff. This is what democracies do. They hold people accountable. Down in Brazil, you got Bolsonaro looking at jail time. In the Philippines, Duterte, who ordered the execution of people that he thought were drug dealers, even without a trial, which, by the way, is something Donald Trump just did to 3 different boatloads of Venezuelans, killing them without even an investigation, without stopping them, without looking for drugs, nothing, just killing people. That's what Duterte did, and they have arrested him and taken him to The Hague. He's in the Netherlands right now in a jail cell waiting for his trial. For, you know, crimes against humanity and for murder. Incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has announced yesterday on his Nazi-infested failing social media site that starting October 1st, the United States will impose a 100% tariff on any branded or patented pharmaceutical product. So get ready. The cost of your drugs is going to explode. 14% of our drugs come from Ireland, 14% come from Switzerland, 13.4% from Germany, 10.6% come from India. A lot of our drugs are not made in the United States. And Mr. Tariff. Now, as you know, I have long said that we should have tariffs to encourage the manufacture of products here in the United States. The problem is that there's a reason why when they wrote the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, they said that Congress shall have the power to impose tariffs. They called them imposts and taxes at that, you know, back in 1787. But that Congress shall have that power, not the president. There's no reference in Article 2, the president part of the Constitution, about tariffs at all. Donald Trump is doing something that is blatantly illegal. And the reason why the founders said this should not be in the hands of the president, it should be in the hands of Congress, just think about this for a minute. If you are Eli Lilly and you've got a big factory in Ireland and you're selling your products into the United States, and Trump says it's going to be 100% tariff on your products, well, they're looking at that going, for the next 3 years, and then that tariff's going to go away. because nobody is, you know, no president is that stupid. On the other hand, if Congress passed a law saying, now this is a law, not just a proclamation, saying that, you know, we're going to put a tariff on imported drugs. It's going to kick into effect in 4 years or 3 years, the amount of time it would take to build and get into production a factory here in the United States. And that tariff will be, you know, 30, 40, 50, even 100%, whatever. But you do it in a reasonable way so that, you know, and at that point, the people who run Eli Lilly will look at that and go, hey, Congress is really serious. This law is, you know, is this going to last beyond this presidential administration? This isn't just some wackadoodle wannabe dictator just, you know, throwing tariffs around to try to get people to come kiss his butt, which, by the way, is, he's been successful in doing. The whole England thing, the whole, you know, come to the British Royal, you know. By the way, did you see that? This is over on Drudge. There's a link to the article. It's one of the British tabloids that Buckingham Palace was just horrified when Trump left. Apparently, he trashed the suite. The bedding was all covered with orange makeup. There was hairspray crap all over the floor and on the walls or the mirrors or something. anyhow, back to my rant. So at that point, the people at Eli Lilly would say, you know, if we build a factory in the United States, it would cost us $1 billion. But if we don't have to pay a tariff over the next decade, that'll make us $1 billion. And so, hey, let's build a factory. I mean, they just do the math. They do it, you know, in a common sense fashion. And this is why the law says, the Constitution says, that the president can't impose tariffs, only Congress can. Because you want to use tariffs to bring manufacturing back to the United States. But not the way that this crazy guy is doing it. This is destructive. This harms our credibility. It causes inflation. It's making the rest of the world laugh at us. It's being largely ignored by most businesses. They're eating the tariffs over the short term, or they're jacking up prices, which is how it's causing inflation. Tariffs are taxes paid by Americans. At least American tariffs are. Our tariff on Canada is paid for by Americans. Our tariff on drugs from Ireland is paid for by Americans. So just in time for the government shutdown next Wednesday, October 1st, suddenly all your drugs are going to cost 100% more. Not all your drugs. All your drugs that are imported in the United States are going to cost 100% more. Or at least they will to the wholesalers. Probably you're not going to see a 100% increase in the retail price, but it's going to be significant. So just, you know, hold on to your hats. Get ready. It's coming. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Concrete, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a comment on what Trump said about the black bags falling out of the top of the White House and how it was AI and the windows don't open and on and on.
Yeah,
and
we
on.
Never did learn what that was, did we?
Yeah, no, we didn't. And I
do you think it was Don Jr.'s cocaine?
No, I think it's Doc's, that he's gotten people to come and kiss his pinky ring. That's my take. Why would he lie about those things? And the most logical explanation to me would be he's got dirt on people.
Well, here's another possibility. I mean, it looks like this from the second floor. That's where the residence is. It might have been that Melania, who lives in a separate, completely separate place from Donald, that Melania just went through all her belongings and said, okay, Donald gave me this, Donald gave me that, Donald gave me this, and threw them all in a bag and threw them out the window. I mean, did you see the picture of him wagging his finger at her on the helicopter? It's over on, it's also yeah. on Drudge, and it's, I think the Guardian has it. He dressed her down in the military helicopter, and there's video of it, and he's just doing this, you know, in her face. Louise called me up this morning, I'm here at the studio, and she said, have you seen these pictures? If you did that to me, you know, and I'm like, you don't have to finish the sentence. It's wild stuff. So maybe it was Melania throwing some stuff out the window.
It could have been anything, but just why would Trump lie about that?
Well, he lies about everything.
Well, I get that, too.
But that's why I think it probably was Melania.
Well, you you got a point.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
I really enjoy your courage you have. I wish I had courage like you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I don't think of myself as courageous. I think of myself as persistent. Here we are. Mike, well, thank you for the call.
You tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. It is in 15 seconds. It'll be 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Sean thinks it was Barron tossing his pot out the window. Who knows? I mean, who knows? Reminder, Sunday at noon, I'll be on Ali Velshi, noon Eastern time. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/THOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com. Promo code TOM when you check out. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. The revolution's here. We're knocking on the door.
Welcome to Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dr. Sandy in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Doc, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm anxiously awaiting your my signed copy of The Last President. So,
oh, great.
I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for supporting Free Speech TV.
And I believe it was last week you mentioned something about one of Trump's first edicts was that they would only recognize men and women as being biological sexes.
which is actually not scientific. Anybody who, I mean, look up hermaphrodites.
Yes, exactly. That was my point. And
oh, I'm sorry. Last, I didn't mean to take it away.
Anatomy
from
class, they told us that, yeah, humans are born with one of five sexual presentations. And sadly, if you are a hermaphrodite here in Ohio, I don't think you could go to, if you're in school, I don't think you could go to either bathroom with the law that they pass.
So what are, you know, I know about men, women, and hermaphrodites, which are people who are born with both sex organs, but and it's a very small minority, of course. But what are the other two?
Well, there's people who are born with mostly one presentation, but some parts of the other.
So they're mostly male, but they're
mostly male, but have a few female parts, or mostly female and have a few male parts. But now, since, I mean, that was 50 years ago. Now, since then, in the Human Genome Project, we found out that it's even more complicated. You know, you can be born male, but have a mutation that changes your hormonal output at puberty, and then you develop female secondary sexual characteristics, and
like breasts,
and vice versa.
Yeah.
Huh.
But actually, we are complex creatures, Dr. Sandy.
Yes, absolutely. But actually, what I wanted to talk to you about was one of those few things where RFK Jr. was right. That you know, it seems to me that there is an increase in the number of sexual dysphoria, transgender, et cetera, in this country. And what we found out is that the pesticides that are used in this country are hormone blockers.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just really wonder if how much of this situation is caused by the toxicity of our food supply.
It's a good question, and I think that I know that there's ongoing scientific, you know, inquiry into this question. People are treating it with kid gloves, though, because you don't want to basically tell somebody who's trans that, you know, they're trans because they're suffering from pesticide poisoning or something like that. I mean, it could be interpreted as kind of denying their own, you know, humanity or their own choices or their own whatever.
A little bit about myself. I'm 80 years old. I was born into a Jewish household, you know, 2 months after the war was over. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, human rights and civil rights have always been my main issue. And you know, this inquiry into this has nothing to do with the rights that people should have of being themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it, you know, purely from a scientific point of view.
I have a friend, Robert. I mean, he doesn't want to be called Bob. He wants to be called Robert, so we call him Robert. Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody wants to be called they instead of him, what difference does it make? He'd do it.
Why should we be offended by that? I totally get it.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks again for everything you do, and I always appreciate being able to get in and talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate the call. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I was born in Michigan City, Indiana, which is the home of the Indiana State Prison since 1860.
Whoa.
A lot of history happened there, you know. Mm-hmm. But about a year and a half ago, the state decided to close the prison in, like, 2027. Mm-hmm. And they gave a letter of intent to transfer the property to Michigan City, and the city could develop it in whatever way they chose. So the city has had two or three different, you know, organizational meetings inviting the community in for ideas on what to do with West Side Tech. That was what we called it, because it was on the west side of town. And now the state, about 2 weeks ago, decided that they're rescinding that letter.
Are they going to turn it into an ICE prison?
You got it.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
It makes me sick.
And they're going to bring I would bet, given that it's Ohio and it's run by corrupt Republicans.
No, this is Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Same thing, run by corrupt Republicans, that they will bring in a private for-profit corporation to do it.
Yeah, likely. Yeah. But, you know, the city had such great plans. I mean, the people came up with such great ideas on how to use that property, you know, which has been an eyesore and just a pain for the city since 1860.
No, I get it. Pat, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thanks for bringing that to our attention. I do appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. 27 minutes past the hour. What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislators in both parties in Wisconsin are attempting to change how elections are done in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing Dropbox rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like July as opposed to September these next several days. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. On your Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, highs again near 80, the upper 70s on Sunday. Right now, it's 71.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is LEAF, L-E-A-F, LEAF. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9
Thank
to 11.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or their exercise. Just Field of Greens. I get more energy when I drink Field of Greens. I think it's great stuff. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. For get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, I understand you're at an ICE protest?
Yes, well, Well, I don't know what you want to call this, a brand new group starting today, although we do have one regularly every Friday in the morning. It's supposed to be Broadview Processing Center. It ain't processing center. It's a detention center. They're going in. They're not coming back out. Mm. So when I arrived today, you know, they put up this illegal fence that the fire department told them you have to take it down because you didn't ask for a permit. But, it's still here. So what's happening, when I came a couple hours ago, I came down the street, two guys on the corner of the roof of the brick building, one-story brick building, with rifles, were shooting pepper balls, and nobody was doing anything. They were just standing here, and they're just shooting randomly. Then the other thing they do is, when they're going to bring a vehicle through that illegal fence, and the ICE guys are all in a big pack right there, they start shooting from the roof so that we will run and disperse. Wow. And I'm telling you, the little bit of wind, I can't believe how strong the pepper spray is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have a whole tent set up. Oh, brother. But I just wanted to call and let you know that. And then I called 911. I'm on a public street right here. Mm-hmm. And so I have a right to be standing on my public street. So they came. So I'm just going to tell everybody, keep calling 911.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Adele, thank you. Thanks for the report from Chicago. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I've got some good news for you, Tom.
Okay, I'm listening. Okay,
yesterday somebody called up and said, the Wagner Act of 1935, the National Labor Relations Act, he asked, why don't we do that for tenants and make it legal for tenants to form unions?
Right, in rental properties, yeah.
Just want to let you know that that has happened in Berkeley, California.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Wow.
Last November, we had an initiative on the election, and the initiative did exactly that. It said, let's have a Berkeley tenants union. And I don't know how many buildings they've organized. I know of one. You know, I'm 82, and I don't get out that much anymore. But this I do know. If you Google Berkeley Tenants Union, you'll get a lot of responses, and they have an email, and they have a phone, and I would like to suggest that people from all over the country call them up and ask them about how they did it so you can do it in your cities.
Cool. Lawrence, thank you. Thank you for that. That was a public service announcement extraordinaire. Thanks a lot. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today? Sonia, you are on the air.
Oh, hey. Hi. I've been overwhelmed. I've been on hold long enough with you guys to hear like a gazillion things that I have opinions on.
Well, pick one.
I was calling because I hearing about the person who talked about polio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My mom had polio. She contracted polio at 18 months, and so her whole life was involved with having one leg shorter than the other. All kinds of, surgeries and all that.
Yeah.
My parents actually met at a coffee shop where she was sitting with a cast on her leg.
Huh.
And my dad said, you have a broken leg? And she said, well, no, not exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I have a great-granddaughter. I have two great-grandchildren, one male, one female, and both of the mamas, my daughter and my daughter-in-law, they're really weird about vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
right?
A lot of that going around,
Yeah. And so I'm like, do not ignore the MMR or the polio.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they're even doing polio vaccines anymore. I think it's been eradicated. I mean, I might be wrong. I mean, don't take my advice. I'm not a doctor.
Well, originally the polio vaccine was a shot that actually killed some people. I mean, it was not the way to go. Yeah. And then they ended up with the oral, the oral polio vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what everybody got for decades.
Yeah, I remember it well.
But do we really want anybody to be dying from measles or being horribly crippled by polio?
Yeah, no. We saw this in our family too. Louisa's grandmother, her right arm was withered from polio. She's passed away now, but I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I knew a lot of people who had, who were older than me, because the polio vaccine came out, I think, in the mid-1950s. And,
And everybody, they just loved that Dr. Salk, thank God.
Yeah,
he
won the Nobel Prize, I think. It's a big deal. Sonia, I think he won the Nobel Prize. Sonia, I got to move along. I got a bunch of callers here, but thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
You are my go-to guy.
Well, thank you, Sonia. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. Sid in Stratford, New Jersey. Hey, Sid, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sid.
Really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Great show today, as always. I always call you in reference to the EVs. Mm-hmm. Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a shout out. I'm coming from Amityville, Long Island,
mm-hmm.
Where they had the Amityville horror.
You're right.
So I basically go drive out there every day for work and then come back. I drive to a post office out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, when I was coming back, I was heading west on the Long Island Expressway. I saw a bunch of flashing lights coming eastbound. Cops were escorting two buses. And so when I got alongside those buses, I saw they said Europe. So they were bringing in the European Ryder Cup team.
Oh, interesting.
So the Ryder Cup is being played only a few exits past where I go for the to the post office.
Yeah.
So anyway... just wanted to shout out Go USA.
Okay, there you go.
I really wanted to talk to you about the EVs. Now your Ioniq 5 is a 2024, is it not?
I think it's a 23. Yeah, it is a 23.
Okay, so I had a 23, and earlier this year when I was trying to get ahead of Trump with the cut and everything for the tax credits, I got a 25 in February.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has the back windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited model, so I got all the upgrades and everything.
Yep. They're beautiful
and
cars.
It is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like driving a spaceship.
Yeah.
The IONIQ 5 is, you know, if you're thinking of buying a new car, the Hyundai IONIQ 5 is the coolest car I have ever owned in my whole entire life. And it's the coolest car I've ever driven. There's nothing like it out there. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm sure that, in a couple of years, there's going to be a lot of, imitators and Johnny come latelys and whatnot, but it's a groundbreaking car.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so do you have a limited model?
I've got the top of the line one. I don't know which one that is.
Oh, that's a limited, because I had an SEL.
It's a real nice car. They're so much fun to drive.
Yeah, I hear the music.
And they drive themselves.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you can put it on autopilot and it'll just drive you down the freeway. Sid, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
Air 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Born in a mansion of winners.
Back 10
and
minutes
losers.
Before the hour. This is Dean Blundell's newsletter is really worth subscribing to over on Substack, Blundell. And the House Oversight Committee dropped a few pages from the Epstein estate files today. The Epstein estate turned over some new paperwork to them yesterday. And he says, and Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and that good-looking SOB Steve Bannon all had access, met with, and traveled with Peter Thiel multiple times. The pedo plot thickens. House Oversight released a new tranche of Epstein documents. They include a 2017 lunch schedule with Peter Thiel, 2019 breakfast schedule with Steve Bannon, 2014 reminder about Elon Musk to Island, and a May 12, 2000 passenger manifest listing Prince Andrew. Ho-ho! The plot thickens. Jack in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Grand Beach, Michigan. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Oh, thanks for taking the call, Tom. I got to give a shout-out to the great Biden and Obama DOJ, for that matter, and not to mention your bang-up evidence that are going to all but guarantee our successful victory in the midterms. I appreciate that, Tom. So keep up the great messaging, buddy.
Being Republican, Jack, how do you think that this Epstein information is going to help your party there?
Excuse me?
I'm assuming that you're saying that what I'm saying is going to help the Republicans win in the midterms. I'm wondering, how do you think that's the case?
Oh, apparently you're not picking up on my sarcasm.
Because, no, I did.
I think it shows, and I'm calling it out. Okay, quite frankly, it shows that if they had something back in 2008 until now, I'm sure it would have came out. But the fact that it hasn't, and the fact that you continue.
Oh, I don't think it would have come out, Jack. I think they're covering up for Democrats as much as Republicans.
Okay.
I mean, Epstein was a Democrat at that time. But, you know, Donald Trump was a Democrat at that time.
So what evidence do you have? Factual evidence, not opinion. What evidence do you have?
Well, the testimony of some 20 or 30 women.
No. Some. Okay,
so you're not going to accept testimony. All right, Jack, I'm going to move along then. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. And let me just say the show has been unafraid for 22 years.
Thank you.
So thank you. And so I do applaud Comey's message yesterday, but I'm with Larry from L.A., you know, and saying that Comey, more than anyone, helped give Trump the 2016 election.
Yep.
And in my opinion, he did so because he was fearful of MAGA. So I'm glad he finally found some courage now, though. Yeah. You know, really eye-opening Hartman report today. I hope you'll be able to bring it up with Ellie Valshi on Sunday. But referring back to your report yesterday, excellent must-read report on the funding showdown. You know, I think the main takeaway for Democrats, Tom, should be we're not going to let you take health care away from 17 million Americans because you wanted to give $3.5 trillion in tax cuts to your billionaire and millionaire friends.
Yep.
And added to that, we want guarantees that the money that was appropriated in the budget is not going to be arbitrarily blocked by Trump, as he's been doing with these unconstitutional rescissions. Senator Van Hollen, he touched on that briefly with Chris Hayes last night. And I hope he's going to get that message amplified and demanded by Schumer and Jeffries. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
I think they're committed to this. I think that the Democrats are committed to just pounding this as a health care issue alone. My article yesterday, I said they should add Epstein to it. But, you know, once you start getting a laundry list, it loses its impact. So I think it's a powerful message. I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and you also mentioned unmasking ICE.
Yeah.
The thing is about negotiating, the more stuff you add on, you know, you end up compromising anyway. So that's why I don't think it's necessarily bad to add on stuff like you're talking about. But I think the getting guarantees that the money is going to be spent that, you know, was agreed to, which is the way it is in the Constitution, that Congress appropriates the money, not the president. So
yeah.
I think that's a pretty, integral demand to ask for.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, excellent stuff. Thanks a lot for the call. Always nice hearing from you. Andrew in Towns End, Delaware. Hey, Andrew, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for allowing me to do a quick rant on your show today. I loved your show.
Thank you.
You know, my biggest fear at this moment is the absence of leadership within the Democrat Party and the failure to do more than strongly worded messages.
Yeah, it's FYI.
Yeah, and thank you. And should they ever win an election that lets them control Congress or even the presidency, I'm afraid of how Democrats might react by continuing to acquiesce to Republicans, trying to play nice with the party that views them as the enemy. And I can hear Chuck Schumer now saying, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
You know, our country
Hopefully
doesn't
not.
Need to repeat the failure of Biden or Merrick Garland playing nice and downplaying the actual threat to our democracy that allowed Trump to regain the White House.
I agree.
And Tom, I'll never forget an interview where Schumer stated that his plan is simply to wait until everything gets much worse and Trump's numbers go so low that voters will then somehow consider electing Democrats.
I know.
What Schumer said demonstrates his failure as a leader to recognize the imminent threat to our nation and the world because of Trump. Waiting is not a plan. It's simply enabling Trump to fulfill his agenda in Project 2025.
Yep.
So I'm really asking, like Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, it's time for them to step down, and we need strong leadership.
Either step down or step up. Now, both of them are taking a strong position right now on not keeping the government open unless the Republicans stop their war on Americans' health care. So we'll see where that goes. Andrew, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thanks to you for supporting our program. Get out there, get active, tag your it, and have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are 4 days away from a government shutdown, Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Today, criticizing Republicans, he says, for going on vacation, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to work on sticking points on a stopgap measure that includes health care. The president vowing to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown happens.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
President Trump left D.C. today to attend the Ryder Cup tournament in New York. Earlier, he told reporters the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey has more to do with justice, not revenge. Comey is charged with lying to Congress 5 years ago and obstruction of justice. Tennessee's